So talk a little bit about the pressure, because I on the program on Thursday, I kind of mentioned your name along with some others from what I was hearing. And I have even said to the audience that there needs to be some prayer for you guys, just in terms of the amount of pressure that I feel like some of you guys are going to be under is going to be immense. Do you ever feel any of that pressure? Do you expect to feel it in the next couple of months?
Please, I would tell everyone to please pray for us. I'm not concerned about me. I went through it, only, 2 months into the legislature, as did the others that were there. I know what it's like. And you can't describe it, both the emotional and the spiritual and the political pressure that goes on. You can tell some of the things that happened, but you can't really describe the pressure. And, I talked to the governor Saturday night, and we had a pleasant conversation. Like I said, I love him. We talked about his remark. And I told him, I said, Governor, when I come out and I'm forceful on this, I don't want you to think that that I'm against you, that I've become your enemy. But you've known where I've stood on this all along. And I know what they're going to do to my friends. I know what they're going to do to these other people who have never been through it and don't know what it's like. For people to change, again, you just have to. I spent days, if not a week or so, with one friend in the legislature day after day, and we would talk and we would pray and we'd talk about scripture and we'd talk about the private option. And I never told anyone which way to vote. I said, they knew where I was. They knew what I was going to do. And the people who had not made up their mind were the ones under the most pressure. I said, make a vote that you can be proud of 20 years from now. Make a vote that your family can be proud of. Do what you believe is best. But I know because he told me, this legislator told me that top clients had come to him and told him that if he voted, they were going to pull all their business. If he voted against the private option, they were going to pull all their business from him. And, I would never name the name under oath. They just had to put me in jail. I wouldn't name the name. These people would have to come forward on their own and tell the stories. But those of us that were there, we know the stories. We know what happened, and we know they're real. And please pray. And for those of me that speak out, those like me that speak out, again, I don't think the governor has a mean bone in his body. I don't think he would ever hurt me. But if they can destroy me, if they can run me, they would. I'm planning on I know my friends and the voters in Arkansas, and most importantly, my God will have my back. Because there's when you're talking about $2 billion, people get really serious.
That's exactly right.